This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The show. We are 3 weeks away from Election Day, and I'll tell you what, I was looking at some interesting statistics that I will share with you about how many people are getting in line and saying, I'm going to vote. Are we going to see an avalanche of voters when it comes to the midterm elections? My name is Kate Delaney. Once again, thanks so much for hanging with us. Speaking of that, as we look at a couple of other things that are happening judicially, a California jury finds a man guilty in the 1996 murder of Kristen Smarch. This was something that really kind of gripped the nation, I think. There was so much conversation about this. And maybe it's because I used to live in this really cool place called San Luis Obispo, which is in the central coast of California. Many of you listening in California know exactly where it is. Well, a jury there found Paul Flores, the man accused of that murder of Kristen Smarch, guilty of first-degree murder, which I think is huge. A separate jury found Flores' father, Ruben, now 81, not guilty of being an accessory to Smarch's murder. So it's 26 years. 26 years split verdicts. And there is some justice and peace for the family who really was vigilant in trying to find the person or persons who took away young Kristen. And they were, I think, people were so caught up in their story. There was Chris Lambert, who launched the True Crime Podcast, Your Own Backyard, in 2019. And it attracted a lot of public interest to the case. That podcast and law enforcement identified Paul Flores as the last person to see Kristen Smarch alive. I think that podcast had a lot to do with that because, again, the awareness level really ratcheted up, not just in California, but around the United States. So Stan Smarch, Kristen's father, at a news conference on Tuesday, said the last 26 years have been an agonizingly long journey with more downs than ups. Know that your spirit lives on in each and every one of us. Not a day, not a single day goes by that you aren't missed, remembered, loved, and celebrated. That's what he said of his daughter. So Flores could face 25 years to life in prison for the conviction. He'll be sentenced on December 9th. Justice served. Thank goodness she just disappeared. Poof. Off the face of the earth, this small, sleepy, gorgeous little town, San Luis Obispo, a college town, with maybe 47,000 people, 10 miles from the Pacific Ocean. People were just shocked and heartbroken by her disappearance. And then finally, there was a break in the case. But look how long it took. But because of the vigilance of so many of the people that loved her and that podcast, what a difference. What a difference that made. We've been hearing a lot about serial killers, especially the Stockton serial killer. So there's a suspect in this series of killings in, again, California, and he's been formally charged with three murders. His name is, it's interesting, Wesley Brownlee. He's charged with those murders, and he faces also other charges, weapons, ammunition charges, that kind of thing. And he was not asked to even enter a plea and is being held without bail. And what the district attorney there said is, we're confident that additional charges are going to be added. We want to remind the public that this investigation is ongoing. We charge the case today because we think we have sufficient evidence to pursue the charges, these charges, and prove them beyond a reasonable doubt. Special circumstances could allow for him to face life in prison without parole or possibly the death penalty if convicted. because this is why I started with this. There is a moratorium, as you know, and the state has on capital punishment. When he was arrested over the weekend, they linked him to 7 shootings. The 3 he was charged with on Tuesday, 2 killings, another shooting in Stockton, and a killing in Oakland, too, as well. And these were crazy cases. They came to light, the shooting came to light in September, where there were 5 men in Stockton and the one in Oakland, and then a woman was wounded, too, as well. Apparently, he was hunting for someone else to harm when he was taken into custody about 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. He had dark clothing on, a mask around his neck, had a firearm. When they found him, he was on a killing mission. That's what they said. He was out hunting, and they're very, very sure they stopped this maniac from killing somebody else. What in the world led to these killings? All of that will be revealed and will unravel, I'm sure, in the next couple of weeks and certainly beyond that. Well, this was the big concern about Ukraine. Massive blackouts, 30% of Ukraine's power stations destroyed in just over a week. Those crazy drones, the kamikaze drones, partially to blame for that. This is the terrorist attack of what Russia has decided to do, targeting energy and critical infrastructure. So since the 10th of October, 30% of Ukraine's power stations destroyed, and that's caused these blackouts across the country. The Russian Defense Ministry confirmed that the country's military had launched high-precision strikes on energy systems in Ukraine. The death toll in Kyiv, which is the capital, continues to climb. I've said this before. I mention this right at the top because so many of you mention it to me, especially when you send me emails. You see in your neighborhood, I asked you to kind of look around. You see the colors of Ukraine with ribbons tied around trees, flags put in yards, bumper stickers saying we support Ukraine. There is a lot of support here in the United States, but how far will that support go? It is a conversation that people are having, that's for sure. The other conversation is about debates, who's running, what's happening in your backyard, in mine. Is anyone running for Senate or Congress representing you? The midterm elections have a lot on the line, and there are certainly, I think, in many places, there are record numbers of people requesting ballots, asking about polling places. 3 weeks away, it is pretty close. It'll be here before you know it. And I was reading something from Edison Research and Catalyst, and in 30 states where Catalyst has data for 2018 and 2022, pre-election voting is on par with 4 years ago. So nearly 2.5 million Americans have already cast their ballots in the midterm elections, according to Edison Research and Catalyst. How about that? You might be one of them. Coming up later, Nail the Score, your chance to win prizes. All you have to do is guess the score of the game of the week in the NFL that I pick. You don't have to know anything about football. You just have to call us or email us in our final segment. Mailbag, coming up around the bend.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks, everybody, who filled the mailbag. Once again, you can do it 24/7. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Boom, just that easy. All right, I got this one from, excuse me. Easy for me to say. Mac Attack. And Mac Attack says, hey, Kate, what's going on with Biden and these emergency oil reserves? And it's probably because what that's all he said, what's going on with it. I mentioned it the other day on the air that he's going to announce on Wednesday he's releasing 15 million barrels of oil from the emergency reserves. It's the one thing he could do to ease the pain at the pump, because nothing makes people more furious than having to pay more when they pull up to fill up. And, you know, that was the directive, that was filling the directive to release 180 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is the largest sale in the nearly 50-year history. The move is on the heels of what happened with OPEC, and announcing they were going to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day to boost the prices. So you think of where we were in June, which was terrible, and parts of May too. The final 15 are going to be added to the market in December, and that's less than one full day's use of oil, by the way, in the U.S., according to the Energy Information Administration, the 15 million. So people were asking also about that. Well, what does that mean when you tap into that? What does that actually, you know, what will that actually do? Reducing the reserves too much, of course, runs the risk of not having enough in a crisis, an oil embargo, a cyber attack, war in the Middle East, problems with hurricane, any kind of a natural disaster. So now we got 400 million barrels of oil, or we will, the lowest point in 40 years. That's the opposite side of that. So the reason behind the stockpile is to preserve the access to oil, like I said, in case of some of the things that I mentioned. And it was actually established in the 70s after the oil crisis in 73. And so that's how this whole thing happened in the first place. And for Democrats and for Biden, I think obviously timing is everything. Like I said, pain at the pump is going to translate into making people upset because already you're getting jammed up in so many different areas with the inflation and the recession. We're not calling a recession, or could it be a recession? Or, you know, that's the big tug of war. Are we close to a recession? Are we in a recession? Should we be worried about a recession? I'm getting this constantly. And we're talking about it with lots of different people. We have been for the last 6 months. All right, let's go in this direction. This one is from Nick. And Nick from New Jersey. Yo, Kate. I have been listening to Nail the Score. I'm sometimes working, so I don't reach out, but rest assured I will start doing that when I can. I think my hours at work are going to start to switch. How about them Eagles? I have been a long-suffering Eagles fan. Of course, I was thrilled by Nick Foles and what happened with the Eagles not too long ago. But it's been fun to watch what's been happening with the Eagles this year. Do you think they can be an undefeated team, or do you think somewhere down the line they take a loss or two? Because they certainly would be considered Super Bowl contenders, I would think, at this point. I would think, yeah, you could call them Super Bowl contenders. It's a very strange year in the NFL. Okay, so the Giants are so much better. And you look at the schedule and NFC East foes, the Giants would be back on. The Cowboys, who, by the way, nobody nailed the score. 26-17 was the final score. The Eagles won that. So the Eagles are a perfect 6-0. But you look at the... You know, if I looked at the schedule, I would have said, the Packers. I would have said, oh, the Saints. I would think the Saints could be a coin flip, but would be tricky, and they still could be. And the Packers, but the Packers looked terrible this past weekend, and that's a big Sunday night game coming up right around Turkey Day. So, I don't know, undefeated, we'll see. The Steelers, there's so many question marks with a couple of those teams that they Houdini us. You know what that means? That means one weekend it looks magical. Everything's working. And then the next weekend it's pathetic. Everything is falling apart and there's terrible takeaways. So, I do think they're good, though, and I do think, yeah, it is a possibility. Of course, they could go to the Super Bowl. We'll see, but that road to the Super Bowl is a tricky one, my friend. Don't want to jinx them. Dan in California says, Kate, wow, I was listening the other day, and I was listening to what you're talking about with COVID. And it's interesting that this new round of available booster shots, that very few people have gotten them. If we're kind of treating it like the flu, I would think more people would do the 1-2 deal with, okay, flu shot, COVID shot. But there is a mindset, and I have it myself, that we're just done with this, right? It's behind us. We're thinking that some things that were too restrictive shouldn't have happened, and we're thinking that there were moments that were blown during the whole pandemic, and we're seeing how our way of life was altered. And I think that's the kind of the attitude, I mean, which is why our own president trips up and says basically, oh, it's over. Because in so many of our minds, it is over, but technically it's not over. Am I right? Well, there's still COVID cases. You know, I was looking at some of the data for hospitalizations and, you know, that kind of thing with COVID, and so there is this theory that the next COVID wave would be on this sort of collision course with holiday travel. And U.S. COVID cases, the 7-day average, is over 37,000. And there are hospitalizations, but they've gone down. So the weekly change has gone down almost 6%. And I think people are, you know, they're kind of taking care of themselves. So they're taking COVID tests. Oh, they don't feel good. They have a sore throat. They're exhausted. You know, I've had, I think every single one of my friends of, you know, when you have that core group of friends, of my core group of friends, I know they have, they've had COVID. And it's been where they just don't, they feel kind of icky, right? And then they take the test and then they isolate. And, you know, there's really no rule, there's no hard and fast rule of how sick someone will get or how long they are infectious and, you know, that kind of thing. It's tricky. Right? It's tricky. Some people it's a little bit longer. Some people it seems like, you know, days. 8 days on average after testing positive is kind of a rule of thumb, but, or, you know, ending your isolation after 5 days, that's pretty much what a lot of people are doing. But that sore throat thing, which can mean a lot of different things, is an indication that you could have it. And like I said, people who have no symptoms but think they were exposed that I know then take a test and then they test positive for it. So go figure. So yes, we can't say it's completely gone because some of you are testing positive for it. Plenty of you just heard what I said. And I will be curious, and hopefully that collision course doesn't happen and very few people get it, but, you know, the thinking and hoping and wishing and all that, you know, how that goes. I want to squeeze in just one more quickly. This one is from Jean, who says, hey to the listeners of America Tonight. I look at what people are putting out for Halloween decorations, and it's hilarious. I heard Ms. Delaney talk about it. Where are the pumpkins, and where are the pleasurable things to look at, like the different lights and calm ghosts instead of all these ghoulish figures? My neighborhood looks like a stage out of a horror movie. Well, that's kind of like my neighborhood. I don't know how many Michael Myers and Chucky's and other figures I have, but it's a lot of them. Mail me anytime, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A new CBS YouGov poll released this week reveals a majority say Democrats and Democrat-led policies contribute to the economic crises voters are facing. 48% said Democratic policies had harmed the economy, while nearly two-thirds said President Biden shouldered either a lot or some responsibility. GOP congressional candidate Michael Maher is running for California's 21st district and says America is suffering from the failures of the Biden administration. Maher is going up against incumbent Democratic Representative Jim Acosta. Recent polls show Maher is only behind by 1 point, according to Trafalgar Group. And Rolls-Royce says it already has hundreds of U.S. orders for its $413,000 Spectre electric vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Special day because it's World Menopause Day. Here's an interesting stat. By 2025, more than 1 billion women in the world will be experiencing menopause and everything that goes along with it. So it's so interesting. I've been having these conversations lately about skin, and we have a board-certified dermatologist, Dr. Joyce Park, with us to help us understand some of those skin care changes that happen during menopause. And like I said, this is a big, big deal that so many people lately have been talking about, so it's perfect time to have her on. Dr. Park, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to have this conversation.
So let's talk about it. What are some of the big changes that happen with your skin during menopause in the first place?
Yeah, so that's a question I get asked a lot, really, and we mostly see three major ways that your skin changes during menopause. So the first is a loss of collagen. So studies show that you can have a 30% decrease in collagen in the first 5 years after menopause. Secondly, we see more dry skin from that decrease in estrogen. And then thirdly, we also see slowing of skin cell turnover. So you don't shed your dead skin cells as quickly, resulting in more dullness and also a loss of radiance. All of these things combined together can really give you more redness, sensitivity, dryness, and more accentuated fine lines and wrinkles.
Yeah, so what do we do? Tell us about some of these great products.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to be partnering with UK-based science-backed skincare brand number 7. And they really are breaking the taboo around menopause. They've actually launched a whole new skincare collection to really address these skincare concerns of menopausal skin, such as the dryness, the irritation, the dullness, the loss of radiance, and the fine lines and wrinkles. And this line was actually co-created with 7,000 menopausal women so that they could really target those concerns well. I'm always happy and confident to recommend number 7 because they're more affordable than other Lux brands, but their ingredients are science-backed, the products really work, and it's really accessible online or at your local Walgreens. Now, I just want to tell you quickly about my 3 top picks from the Menopause Skincare Collection. There is the Instant Radiance Serum, which really helps to improve the appearance of collagen-depleted skin, and it is applied with this cool metal rollerball technology that I just really like. There's also the Protect and Hydrate Day Cream with SPF 30. This is formulated with niacinamide, and it helps to protect your skin from the sun, as well as deliver that really deep hydration that menopausal skin needs. And then lastly, there's this Nourishing Overnight Cream, which is formulated with collagen peptides, lipids, ceramides, and also soy isoflavones, which help to mimic the effects of estrogen on the skin. And this really delivers a very deep hydration overnight as you sleep, so you wake up the next morning with really bright, refreshed skin. And this line also contains an eye cream as well as a soothing, cooling skin mist to help with those symptoms of hot flashes.
Wow, and we know that's a problem for lots and lots of women, so that's great. And number 7, you mentioned it, Dr. Park, that it's very, very affordable and easy to get.
Right. That's one of the things that I really love about it. The ingredients are so science-backed. The products feel so luxe and premium, and it's very, very easily accessible everywhere. So it's just one of my top picks for all of those reasons.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. This has been incredibly useful, and we have your 3 top picks, so thanks.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right, since we're on a kick of For Your Health here in this little old segment, you can find a study for anything, and I'm just telling you. So I look at the sea of studies that are out there. Sleep 5 hours or less, you could have all kinds of diseases. Eat soda chips, hot dogs, years off your life. And I just wonder how many people are so disciplined to not eat any junk food and to sleep and have the luxury of sleeping 7 hours or more a night. I mean, listen, of course it would be great if you could just do all those things, right? And it was, and you would just be the picture of health. But I know people that are the picture of health, that their health has gone downhill, and they are in great shape. They run, they sleep, they don't eat all this junk food, but yet they've had these things happen to them. So I think there are things you can avoid, and yes, it's better to be in shape than carrying weight. Of course, you're going to feel less lethargic. But I'm just going to give you these studies that are plowed out there, and you may have already seen them because, you know, they always kind of catch our eyes. Sometimes it's the thing that pulls people in where they get caught up in looking at something else and then get a flurry of emails. But there is this study that was just published that shows that people 50 and older who sleep 5 hours or less at night have a greater chance of developing some of these chronic diseases that we want no parts of, you know, like heart disease, heart failure of any kind, chronic kidney disease, liver disease, depression, dementia, mental disorders, Parkinson's, arthritis. Ugh, the list is ugly. Diabetes, cancer, etc. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on. So this study that was done in the journal, if you've ever heard of this, in the journal PLOS Medicine, took a look at a group of like 8,000 civil servants in the UK who had no chronic disease at 50. And they asked about sleep. They did these clinical examinations for over 25 years. And for the people who tracked the sleep, who slept 5 hours or less, they had that 30% higher risk of some of those diseases I mentioned. And then for the people who slept more, you know, 6-7 hours, they, of course, turned up in the opposite category where they had a greater chance of not developing high blood pressure and obesity and all of that. I mean, even the Centers for Disease Control say it. But, you know what, here's the thing. as in so many studies, you know who the study was done on, focused on? Because that's not what all the headlines and everything else that's out there talks about. They were mostly white men. Only about a third were women. And they tended to be healthier anyway than the general population. And they relied on self-reported data. So if they're, it's like if you get a questionnaire, are you being completely 100% honest on it? I'm going to say it might be a little less reliable. But, I mean, there are studies you can find that support, of course, if you get I think it's quality sleep. I mean, what if you toss and turn, constantly get up to use the restroom in the 7-hour period? I don't know, is that great sleep? Fall out of bed, the dog hits you in the head with his paw. I don't know. You hear a noise and you get up and you close the door you didn't lock. Is that a smooth line, smooth sleep, right? And then there's hormone imbalances that happen with people. I think a lot of people struggle with sleep for all kinds of different reasons. Worry, caffeine, maybe large meals before they sleep or, you know, whatever. Getting a good night's sleep, I think, is a lot easier said than done in the world that we live in. Now, I don't know, during the pandemic, did we all, like, sleep a lot? Because we were streaming and we fell asleep on the couch. I mean, there's a big one. How many of you fall asleep on the couch and you wake up and your neck feels like it's crooked because you were watching a game and then another game and then you were watching something you were streaming? Yeah, the latest Star Wars edition of whatever, because they have so many of them now. So, and of course, I mean, if all you do is put your hand in a junk food bag, it's not good for you. It's a poor diet. I think we all realize the more grain you eat, the more nuts you eat, the more healthy food, you probably have a good shot at feeling a little bit better. I think it's about balance, right? Moderation. Why can't you go to a game and have a hot dog once in a while? And are you going to be completely devoid of chips? Are you really going to do that and just reach for the celery? I can think of one person I know that I believe she's in that category, that I would be shocked if I saw her eat a French fry or do any of that. But that's it. Everyone else I know, they are really kind of striving. And these are people from their late 30s to, all the way up to people I know have been great mentors to me in their 70s who are in good shape. They'll eat a burger. They'll have some chips. They'll defy the odds somehow. If they want to watch the game and have some chips, if they want to have some French fries, they will. So, whatever, with all the different studies, I think it's good to put that information out there, but I think it's about the balance. Somehow finding that balance. All right, here on this show, we like to have some fun with Nail the Score. So if you don't know what Nail the Score is, like, simply I'm picking the game of the week in the NFL. And it's getting tougher, by the way, because some of the good teams have a bye this week to pick the so-called game of the week. But regardless, you call in 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. And all you have to do, you don't have to know anything about football, you just pick a team of the teams I mentioned and tell me what the score is going to be, and maybe you'll nail the score. We have had some winners in the past. I've talked about that. I would love to have a winner this year, this season. Maybe a couple of winners. One never knows, but we're doing that nail the score thing next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818 818- 865-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
So let's get this out of the way. Nobody nailed the score last week. Shocking, isn't it? I didn't really expect what we saw in that game with the Cowboys and the Giants. I thought it was really going to be a nail biter. And of course, the Eagles are not a great second half team, and they certainly opened the door for the Cowboys. They couldn't take advantage enough, and the Eagles ended up winning 26-17. So lots of people surrounded that score, but nobody nailed that score. So they're now 6-0. And the Cowboys are 4-2, but the key thing here is nobody nailed the score. So maybe you will nail the score this time around. I know it's a silly little fun game that we play. A lot of people email me and in this segment, and of course you can always call 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or send me the email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I promise it will be duly noted. I keep getting something from Joe. He says, do you get my score? I get your score. So if you send it to me, Joe, or anyone else, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, during this segment, it gives you a full giant, like, 10 minutes, you will be noted. You will be entered into our little game, Nail the Score. Okay, so the game of the week this time around is questionable in a sense. We have listeners, a lot of listeners in both of these areas and very rabid fans, and that was what I based my decision on to make this the game of the week. I love my New Orleans and Arizona, as I have spent a lot of time in both places with many of you all over the years. And this one is going to be in Arizona. Arizona is favored by 2. The over-under on the game, so total points that the wise guys think, is 44.5. So the Saints will come marching into the desert of Glendale, Arizona. What will we see of these two mystery teams who are both 2-4? Who will win the game, and what will the final score be? All right, let's go to Pete, who's in the bunker in Texas. Hey, Pete. What do you think, Pete?
Oh, man. Oh, back up a minute. Round is a shape, so I'm in shape.
But bump, I love that. The hashtag is great. Round is a shape.
Round is a shape.
That's right. I just want to, can I eat chips and a burger? I mean, well, no fun in life? Come on.
Hey, you got 10 minutes. Knock yourself out.
Yeah, exactly. 10 minutes. Okay, so is it the Saints or is it Arizona?
Let's do Arizona 24-17.
Probably good. Maybe they'll get some home cooking, and they. I think they're a mystery team, too, but we could see something decent out of Arizona. So there you go, Pete. We'll see, and good luck to you, and thanks, as always, for calling us. The faithful Pete, we love hearing his voice, and he's such a king of great one-liners, too. He always comes up with something. Round is a shape. He is absolutely 100% right about that. It's interesting. Cardinal fans are, I know some rabid Cardinal fans. You know, they started off losing to the Chiefs significantly in the beginning of the season, and then they beat the Raiders, and then the Rams came to town, and they lost to the Rams, but they beat the Panthers, right? And then they lost to the Eagles, but in a close game. And it was a weird game, a weird loss to the Seahawks. I really thought they were going to win that game. DeAndre Hopkins is a big factor in this for the Cardinals. Boy, that's for sure. So the game, again, is the Saints versus the Cardinals. It is going to be played, of course, in Arizona. And it's a question of what do you think is going to happen here? And it's, I think it's hard to say, right? I thought the Saints were going to be better. I thought the Cardinals were going to be better. Will Alvin Kamara get the running room that he needs? What will that, you know, what's that going to look like for the Saints? There's some interesting takeaways on things that have happened with the Saints. So, you know, we'll see. It is a call of what are they going to do when it comes to quarterback, right? And who is going to be the quarterback? And Coach Dennis Allen has not really said who the starting quarterback will be on a short week. Will it be Andy Dalton starting his third straight game in place of Jameis Winston, who's recovering from a back injury, or will they go in a different direction? So it's a mystery, just like I said, just like this game. All right, again, you can email me, Kate at Kate Delaney Radio, Kate at Kate Delaney Radio, .com, or you can call if you choose to do that, but you only have during this time frame, this window to do that, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. So let's ask Jeremy Paulson, the technical maestro for this particular show, what he thinks. Jeremy, what do you think?
I I would have to go with Cardinals as well. 24-21.
24-21 Cardinals. All right, duly noted. That's a close one, so it will be maybe a good game to watch. One can only hope, right? That's my hope when I watch any of these games. I am a rabid fan, though, of the great game of football, so on any given Saturday, I could watch games that I'm not necessarily vested in, didn't go to school there, don't have pals there, didn't cover it, whatever. And really the same, especially on any of the NFL games. Just, you know, you have to remember I covered the NFL for so long, and I just enjoy it. I just like it. I like the game, even if it's kind of a strange season, and it is kind of a strange season. All right, so Joe, as predicted, I'm going to announce this. Joe emails me, and he says he's going with Arizona, and his choice is that Arizona will win this by a score of 28-21. When I look at this game and you see 44 as the number that's been put up, I do think it's going to be a low scoring game. You know, if you look at the Cardinals, the most points they've managed to put up was 29 when they beat the Raiders. And then you look at the Saints, and, oh boy, the Saints, mystery. You look at the Saints, they have put up some bigger points. So against the Seahawks, they managed to do that, 39. Against the Falcons at the beginning of the year, 27 points. That was a nail-biter, winning that by 1 point. All right, I think Arizona wins this, too. I'm going with everybody else. I think Arizona wins this. I know people listening to me on KVOI are going to like this. I think they win it. I think the final score is 27 to 24. I'm going to call it a close one. So it could go either way. All right, so Sharon missing in action in Maine. I'm sure she's going to email us. And anybody else, you got a couple of minutes still till we hit the magic number. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Good luck, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.